This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Ever wonder about the stories of the women around you?
We wanted to create an intentional space for women to share the wisdom they have gained through life experiences.
Tune in to be in awe of some of the wonder women in our midst. Wondering Women on ORFM Dunedin.
Kia ora and welcome back to another beautiful show of Wondering Women. Today I am your host, Kahurangi Dalame, and I will also be our guest. We are doing something different today in which I ask myself questions and I answer them. I have 1 minute each question, so it doesn't leave much time to really think. It's just off the cuff, off the top of my brain, and I'm very excited to get into it. It is a question format off of Google, so I have not prepared these questions at all. And I'm a little nervous, as I'm definitely a person who likes to have time to think about my answers. I like to, I guess, have control on what I'm going to say. But I will start off first by saying, kia ora, I'm very happy to be here with you guys today. My name is Kahurangi Sky Rawaroha Dalame. I am 24 years old. I have been living in Dunedin for 6 years now, going into my seventh. And I moved here from Tolaga Bay, which is in the North Island, around north of Gisborne. That is one of the towns that I grew up in, such as Te Kaha, which is in the Bay of Plenty, and Hicks Bay and Te Araroa. So those are where my family still live and where my heart is. And let's just get into these questions. What does happiness mean to me? Happiness means being at peace. For me, it's really stress-free, being surrounded by loved ones, being at my favourite places. Happiness is warmth, safety, and really support. Well, that was quick. Next question. Am I living in alignment with my values and beliefs? Yes, 100% I am. And to get more into this, I add my values and my beliefs to my habitual habits. And I have a list of these habitual habits for me to tick off every day so that I know I am striving to get them done. I'm doing them, or they are at least at the forefront of my brain. And some of my values and beliefs is honesty, giving without expecting reciprocity, being on time. I believe in being kind to others and treating people how I would like to be treated. Next question, what am I most grateful for in my life right now? Awesome. The things that I am most grateful for in my life are my support system, the friends that I currently have with me, my partner, my siblings, my family, my mother and my three siblings all live here in Dunedin, as well as my sister's baby. And I'm super grateful to have them so close and to have them here, especially when I need them. I'm grateful that we've had such a beautiful summer in here in Dunedin. Other than the ups and downs, it's really made a difference in my productivity in everyday life. I'm most grateful for my grandmother, and that anytime I need her, I can always call her. She is definitely my foundation. Next question. Am I holding on to past regrets or resentments? That is a really tough question. I have nothing, absolutely nothing that's coming to mind which might be saying something that I don't have any past regrets or resentments. I guess the only ones that I would definitely have are with myself, and those would be how I used my time in the past. And it wasn't very efficient. I definitely wasted a lot of time, and I missed out on a lot of opportunities by not really using the time that I had for me, not using that power and alignment of what I need and what I can get for myself as well. Do I have a clear sense of purpose? Absolutely not. No, I don't. I have so many different senses of different purposes that I can have for me that I know that I'll be really good at, but I don't have a clear sense of purpose for one thing that I would like to strive. And that is definitely something that I'm struggling with, I would say, is narrowing things down for myself. And with a clear sense of purpose comes the ability to be able to plan backwards. So say my sense of purpose was to become a psychologist, then from then on I can plan backwards on what I would need to do to get there. Easy as that. But because I don't really, then I'm kind of doing so many different things to help me to get to different purposes as well. I apologise for my minute timer. It is very loud and there we go. I've fixed it. So there'll be no more of that, I promise. Next question. What fears are holding me back from pursuing my dreams? What fears? The biggest one would be failing. It's a limiting belief that a lot of us have. And that is failing in whichever path you're wanting to take and being scared of what other people say, what they might think. Debt comes into it as well. I'm sure financial problems will have a big impact. And I guess it does for me as well, because at the moment I am paying for a lot of things, but that are really good for me, that I love. And to just let go of what I'm doing now to pursue my dream and the fear of failing and not being able to pay for these, that is pretty scary. And our next question is, am I taking care of my physical and mental health? I believe I am. I definitely strive towards doing this and making fitness a really important aspect of my life, as well as the things that I eat, the amount of sleep that I have for my mental health, knowing when to have rest, knowing when my body is tired or when I'm at my most optimal physicality or mentality to be able to just push more. So yes, these questions are easy. I was really scared. I thought these were going to be hard, but they're not really. The next question is, are my current relationships nurturing or draining? I would say that they're both. And they should be both, because as I said, you know, that give and take. The current relationships that I have and the ones that I curate for my life are beautiful. They're very nurturing. They're very supporting and uplifting. I have a lot of positivity within my relationships. And I'm really grateful for the people that I currently have in my life, because it's grounding and it helps me to push more and to strive to some of the things that I'm scared to do alone, that I don't have to do alone. Am I living authentically or trying to meet others' expectations? I don't know. I'm not living authentically yet, and I know that because I am trying to live authentically. I am doing a lot of things for myself, and I'm still at that stage where I'm learning which parts of me have been curated from me or have been influenced by other people. I'm not trying, and I am, I know I am, I'm trying to meet other people's expectations. And that's within work, in these volunteering placements that I have. But I don't think that is a bad thing at all to meet others' expectations, as long as you're living authentically while doing so. What hobbies or passions have I neglected? Oh, let me tell you. The first one that comes to mind is nature. Going on hikes and walks, I have really neglected those. And one, we don't have a lot of great weather here in Dunedin, usually. Usually it's very wet and cold, but lately it's been very warm and I have neglected going on these hikes. And that comes from my time organisation and the fear that I have that it's going to take up too much time and I won't be able to do other things, which I am just realising now and I would like to really get back into. But for me, that's the only thing that I've been neglected. I still read, which is one of my other hobbies, that can be quite time-consuming. How do I handle setbacks and failures? Support. Communicating these setbacks and failures to the people that I love in my life, that I know are going to support me and are not going to make me feel bad. They really help get me back on my feet and remind me that I am and I can be resilient and I am strong and will get through this. And I know that I will through all setbacks. And I'm definitely a big spiritual and universal person. I believe in the universe and I know that bigger things are coming. Am I giving back or contributing to others in a meaningful way? 100%. I hope I am. I'm really trying to. I hope that answering these questions in some way are meaningful for other people. I'm not too sure, but I definitely try to give back, especially in these spaces where I've gotten a lot from other people's podcasts and other people sharing their stories, which I'm super grateful for. And so I try my best to be a source of fulfillment for other people and be a positive person and make a positive impact on those around me, for sure. And I love constructive criticism and feedback, so please share if you have any. Do I have a healthy work-life balance? Some people will say that I don't. Some people definitely say that, but I believe that I do. I love the life that I'm curating for myself. And one of the sayings that I love that one of my coworkers / bosses says to me and to others in general is life by design. You design your life. The things that you do every day that creates your life. So really be, being aware of that and intentional. Be intentional about the things that you do. What is my biggest source of stress and how can I manage it better? My biggest source of stress is that I pack so many things up in my schedule that if one thing fails or goes over time, I can get quite overwhelmed and start rushing to complete other things. And how can I manage it better? Lessen my plate. That's what I've been aiming and being intentional with this last week. And just to let you guys know, in doing this recording, it's Monday. So today I've been I've been really working on managing my stress load and managing my workload so that it's not being such stress on me. Am I open to change and personal growth? Oh, if you know me, I love personal growth. And I do enjoy change. Change can be good, it can be bad, but at the end of the day, it is always to help you become a better person of yourself or a stronger person by learning these lessons, by growing from obstacles that have come into your way. What role does self-compassion play in my life? As I've said, especially with being so busy, I sometimes can be quite critical and harsh on myself, and I tend to be aware of that and notice it when it comes up and give myself compassion, talk to myself kindly, because so many other people, you know, talk bad onto you, can say harsh and critical things to you. So you shouldn't be one of those people. Yes, be aware of things that you may be doing that's not good for you, but be aware of it, be kind and compassionate to yourself during that, and move on. Notice it's not good for you and change and do something better for yourself. Don't be mean to yourself. What positive habits can I incorporate into my daily routine? I currently have so many positive habits that I try to do every day. And just to read off of my list, it's called 75 Hot. And those who have heard 75 Hard, this is kind of just similar to that, but with my habits. All right, and that's reading for 30 minutes. And these are things that I try to incorporate into my daily life. 3 liters of water, 3 servings of vegetable and fruits, my vitamins, making sure that I have enough protein. The high five habit, which is just high-fiving myself in the mirror and just looking at myself. And I usually just say, you're beautiful. I love you. And writing, saying my new beliefs about myself. Doing 10 gratitudes, or saying my 10 gratitudes each day. Journaling, night and morning. 10-minute meditation. Podcast, educational. Accessing joy and happiness every morning. I'm learning Spanish on Duolingo. And doing my prayers every morning and every night. I'm currently following my food intake, exercising, what my type of day looks like in terms of work every day. So I'm doing a diary for that. 45 minutes of exercise, closing my fitness circle, following how many hours of sleep I get as well. And I believe those are a lot of positive habits that I already incorporate into my daily routine, so I'm not going to add more. Am I nurturing my creativity and imagination? I am. I have a lot of big dreams for myself, and I have things that I would love to accomplish. And sometimes I believe that they may be out of my reach, and they may definitely not be measurable or realistic. But I'm nurturing my creativity and my imagination, okay? And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I'm going to try my best to strive and achieve to make this work out just for myself. Because why not? Who else is going to do that for me? How do I define success, and am I pursuing it for the right reasons? I define success in being able to have time to do things that I love, being wealthy in time. And what I mean by that is not having to work every day, you know, and then just using the time that's left over to do the things that I love and enjoy. I am wanting to create my days and not have my days already created for me. That's how I define success. And being able to do that with the people that I love. And I'm definitely pursuing this for the right reasons. And within this is money, for sure. But not trying to be greedy. What does self-love mean to me? And how can I practice it? Self-love means being still within myself. It means doing my eyebrows, doing my face, washing my hair, and being very intentional with that. I usually make flexi gel the night before, so it's cool. I put on my hair 20 minutes before I wash it. It has a lot of positive and good benefits in it to help with the growth and the health of your hair. I'm wanting to do more face masks weekly and do a full body shave, you know, us women. If you know, you know. It's really a nice way to reset. Am I living in the present moment or dwelling on the past and worrying about the future? I worry about the future. I like having control. And what I mean by that is being able to control what I do, the outcomes. And that definitely adds a bit of worry to the future. I'm not dwelling on the past. The past helps us. It gives us lessons so that we can do better for our future. And I actively work on being present in the moment and just really being present in every space that I join, whether that be when I go to work. As soon as I walk through those doors, I'm at work. I'm focused and I'm present in what's happening around me and the people that are speaking to me. And that's the same with this space, with these recordings and talking to these wonderful women. I'll be present, because if I'm not present as well, I'll miss things and I won't be able to ask the questions that I need if I'm missing things. What boundaries do I need to set in my life to protect my well-being? Definitely the use of my time and me being more protective of my time and not giving it away to every Bob, Dick and Harry just because I have it and just because I would like to help and I can help, so why not? And last question for today, what role does forgiveness play in my life? Ooh, forgiveness. I am really working on forgiving people in my life from childhood to now, where I go into spaces and before that, and these are spaces where there are people in there who are just not on the same frequency line that I am, and sometimes treat me differently. But I would like to go into those spaces already forgiving them, just because that's who they are and I can't change who people are. I can only change my reaction to it and how I feel about it and my perspective. And that's through forgiveness for the person that they are now and for how they show up and forgiving myself. And as we come to the end of this recording, I just want to say thank you. To anyone who made it this far, I'm very grateful. I know that this is a very different recording for our show, but I thought it might be nice to just answer some questions. And if you guys have any questions, please send them through. If anyone would like to come on this show, please send us a message. We're very grateful to have it. So thank you. From Kahurangi. And let's go.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.